On the island of Bali, paradise has a waste problem. Behind postcard beaches and luxury villas, rubbish is piling up faster than the island can manage. Since April 1st, Bali has enforced mandatory waste separation. Organic and inorganic waste must be sorted at source, and organic waste is no longer allowed at the Suung landfill in Southern Bali because it has reached capacity. For waste collectors, that means rejecting mixed loads. For residents, it means changing habits almost overnight. Not everyone is prepared. Kuswati, a domestic worker, says the new rules caught her off guard.
Gak ngerti kemarin kan, asal-asal saya bakar yang kertas plastik aku bakar di depan, aku tungguin apinya sampai habis. Terus sampai sekarang dikasih tahu nggak boleh dibakar, nggak tak bakar. Dipilah-pilah aja, dikumpulin sampai sekarang.
Across Southern Bali, residents are confused about the changes. Some discard their waste by the roadside, others burn it illegally. Wayan Jeki is from a local environmental group that organizes regular cleanup activities. He says such efforts have become increasingly frequent.
Konsep ini sebenarnya, aturan ini sebenarnya bagus banget untuk diimplementasikan secara luas. Namun, yang kita lihat di publik adalah sekitar 70% masyarakat Bali khususnya belum siap terhadap aturan baru. Maka dari itu, dari aturan tersebut terjadinya illegal dumping banyak, pembuangan sampah di mana-mana, serta kebakaran yang disebabkan oleh masyarakat.
The Suung landfill was designed to handle up to 730,000 tons of waste each year. But for years, it has operated beyond capacity. Today, it has become an open dumping ground, and the facility is set to close for good in August. Environmental researcher Sinta Enggar Maharani says the burden is concentrated in Denpasar and Badung, where tourism, hotels, and urban lifestyles generate far more waste than rural areas.
Mungkin dari wakil-wakilnya apa gimana bertemulah, kasih tahu bahwa disosialisasikan ini nih TPA-nya akan dijadikan seperti ini. Jadi makanya Anda tidak bisa buang sampah sembarangan. Jadi tolonglah kelola. Jadi kalau mengelola itu keuntungannya lebih banyak pada dasarnya kan. Terutama untuk kegiatan ekonomi sirkular. Nah, itu bisa ada tambahan hal ekonomi lah di masyarakat sebenarnya. Tetapi kan itu tidak diketahui oleh masyarakat.
This issue with waste management is not exclusive to Bali. In Jakarta, more than 7,500 tons of waste are generated every day. Most of it ends up at the Bantar Gebang landfill, a vast mountain of trash just outside the capital. The Ciliwung River, which runs through Jakarta, seen here choking with plastic, is a reminder that poor waste management carries consequences downstream.
Mereka lebih senang membuang di kali. Bahkan dari tingkat RW menyediakan lokasi tempat penampungan botol-botol bekas, kaleng, kan. Tetap aja enggak berjalan programnya. Kalau mau sosialisasi serasa cukup itulah tekad kita sendiri, kemauan kita, niat kita. Bisa enggak berubah?
Nationwide, Indonesia generates millions of tons of waste each year. A significant portion still goes to open dumping sites, contributing to pollution, flooding, and in some instances, deadly landfill collapses. The government says change must begin at source.
Ya, semua kita kembangkan. Sampah, pengolahan sampah sekarang jadi prioritas nasional. Ya. Dalam 2-3 tahun kita harus kendalikan sampah seluruh Indonesia. Ya.
And while the targets are clear, implementation remains a complex challenge. If Indonesia can make waste separation work in Bali and scale it to cities like Jakarta, it could begin to reverse a crisis decades in the making.